Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It's Wednesday and time for Wednesday Radio with Deborah Leanne. And this is such a fun topic. It's been coming forth for the last week or so in my mind as a new way to appreciate and embrace the masculine energy. And that is going to be our focus for the month of June. And there's so much to dive into here, which has to do appreciating the masculine, the higher masculine energies that are not only surrounding us and in our culture, but also the masculine energy within that we hold. And learning a way to tap into it, to even embrace and support our feminine side in a way that we may not have ever experienced before. So before we dive in, I'd really like to, I had some technology glitches, which is masculine, you know, coming forward, and I would like to just get present and settle in real quickly here into our bodies and allowing our lower half of our body to feel heavy and strong and grounded and almost like we're being pulled down into the core of Mother Earth, allowing that gravity to feel super strong. So often we are up in our heads, in our intellect, or in our spiritual space, and we are not all the way fully in our bodies. And this is the feminine that we need to hold us and to hold the rest of the planet in place. When we're out scattering all of our energy outside of us, that's tapping into masculine, which is helpful, but not unless we are really grounded in our physical selves first. So let's just feel that heavy, the feet flat on the floor, your buns just wiggling in your chair to remind yourself to activate that energy between your hips. Breathing into your lower belly, allowing your belly to expand as you breathe. And then just allowing our shoulders to separate from our ears, allowing our length of our neck to be long, tall, like someone's pulling our head and our spine straight up and straight. Yeah. Allowing the space above our heads to be opened, allowing all of our unique, beautiful inspiration and energy from the divine to find itself into our crown. And breathing that in. So we're breathing up through our feet at the same time that we're breathing down through the top of our head. And we're letting that energy swirl around, calm and support us, heal, smooth the ruffled energy nerve endings, which are, I've talked to more people who are in a space of discomfort right now, uncertainty, and so much change. And how can we stay grounded and know for certain that all is well when it doesn't really look like it outside of us? And then just calling back our attention from anywhere else it might be. The best way to do that is to close your eyes and to literally welcome back yourself from all the places where you have sent a part of you, your power, your heart, your energy, outside of you to solve problems, to manage our calendars, our families, our organizations, our teams, our missions, calling all of that back into the space and moment in time, giving us the gift of being present. And breathe all of those parts of you back into you, letting them settle, find a place. It's almost like I can imagine all of my different projects and parts of me and my intellect and all of the spaces where I send my energy out to track my kids and everything. I just call them all back, and then I allow them to just find a seat at the round table because I need all of them to be here in this moment. I don't need them. Let's just rearrange. I want them. I desire them. I love them and want them to be a part of this in this moment. And from this space, let's talk about what it means, the masculine and the feminine. I was taught that it looked a lot like princesses and brave knights or princes coming to save them. My view of feminine, and I think many of us have carried this with us because of our growing up on the Disney movies and films, that women are weak, that we need to be saved, that we aren't as smart, aren't as strong, aren't as capable, or that we just are there to look pretty and be in service to others. In fact, Brené Brown even says that the world's, especially in our culture here in the United States, we have this thing about wanting women to be small, get that, media that promotes those size twos and size zeros, women on the catwalk, small, pretty, and nice. And we have been growing up and living under those expectations for a long time. And it's not really true. This is an old patriarchal scenario that we are busting forth. We have been for a few years now, and it's part of the uncertainty and the chaos that we're experiencing, not only outside in our world, in our communities, but within us, because we're reaching a new place of depth and breadth of all of us, of all of our energy. And the higher feminine is very, very powerful. Think of Mother Earth and the destruction she can create with tsunamis and earthquakes and tornadoes and hurricanes and forest fires, and there's a lot that we can do to get rid of or save or change what needs to be changed. And think about a mother bear's energy. When she sees her cub in any kind of danger, she becomes extra ferocious. And there's stories of mothers lifting cars off of their toddlers. You know, so women and the feminine can be very strong and very powerful. And it's a little unusual for us to realize that that power is within us without having to tap into the masculine way of being strong. In fact, I remember hearing this once, that the masculine strength is very powerful. We view them as being sometimes even violent, overly aggressive and assertive, fighting for things versus talking their way through. Now, all of that testosterone is there to be saved, to save us, to fight for us. We have testosterone too, and if we manage it, we can be assertive and strong and powerful in our own way, but in a way that doesn't look the same as the masculine. It looks more like magic. It's more attraction versus assertion. It's more inner versus outer. Yet, we cannot sit and just in our little meditation cushion and wish for things to be different and, you know, have visions of how the world will be if we all loved each other. That's a good place to start, to receive inspiration and visions. But then we need to take action. We need to be directive. We need to sometimes be hard. We need to focus more upward. We need to run hot and fiery. And we need to think and use logic. we do need to think about ourselves sometimes versus the collective. That's a very feminine, right? We need to go and move versus being in flow. There's times when we need to hold strong and rigid versus being overly flexible. We do need to think about the outcomes and not just the process. And we do look for those peak experiences versus the maintaining and the sustainability. So there's a dichotomy there of masculine and feminine, and we need to be both. The days of either or, black and white, yin and yang, being separate are no longer. And what's happened is as this change goes up, it creates the fear, which is a masculine thing that we've always managed with war and separation and not in my backyard. And this community of how can we all love each other and how can we work together to create change, in the middle of all of that is where we need to sit. Literally, sit in the center of our womb space, our creative power center, the center of our gravity. Remember that we are physical and energetic, divine, whatever you want to call that, spiritual. We are also masculine and feminine. We are also assertive and attractive. Right? We're logical and intuitive. And when it comes down to it, I embrace and love the masculine in me. If there is a trauma or an emergency, it was me that could handle it better when our children were hurt or sick. Their father had the hardest time. He couldn't stand being around their being sick. He couldn't stand when something had happened to them. He wanted to be angry, and he couldn't even drive the car safely to get to the emergency room. So one time I actually called an ambulance because I knew that he just was out of his mind. We can be out of our mind, yet in our mind at the same time. There is something beautiful about the way our minds are circular. Our logic is circular. And dropping in and being in our heart and our body and our mind and our spirit all at the same time is a beautiful, juicy, amazing space to hang out in. Yet we compartmentalize. That's a masculine thing too. And it helps because when there's, I had the pleasure of interviewing Kiva Leatherman last week. And she talks about production time. That's how she works with her clients. And as a way to focus and only do one thing, and she focuses on doing her writing of marketing copy, and she gets more done in 2 hours of that production time than most people get done in a day or a week. Because she's hyper-focused, she's tuned in, she's allowing the creative essence to flow through her, and she just plows it all out. And what do we do? We weaken our creative opportunities, our production time. We weaken our focus by trying to do too many things at once, right? When we are managing or trying to manage several things at once in between our Twitter and LinkedIn and Facebook and Instagram accounts, saving stuff to Pinterest and checking email and getting notifications from our calendar to remind us of the next thing coming up. I mean, we are not focusing on anything. Yet we feel like we're trying to be productive, and it's actually draining our energy. It's like running so many apps on your phone that your battery drains much faster. What if you shut all that down and just focused on Facebook for 15, 30 minutes? and then you went to Twitter if you really needed to, and planned out your, or better, go to one of those combo softwares where you plot out what you want to send out on which platform, and you just plan it out for the next month, and you're done. What if you took an hour and just did that? Or 2 hours, whatever it took to handle that. And then you didn't have to go back and visit it, right? You could set time aside every day to respond to people that have asked for your or commented on your posts or tweets or whatever. So what I'm wondering is, how can we embrace our masculine from a higher masculine perspective, not from the competitive, warlike, aggressive space? Because we do need that. If there's a fire, we don't want to come to a place of let's discuss what's the best way to go. And, you know, we're going to move everybody out of that space as quickly as possible because we take over in that higher masculine emergency mode place. But most of the time, our lives are not in emergency. Thank God, or Goddess, in our space in the U.S. We, many of us, are not living in those places of trauma and constant chronic violence or emergency mode where we have to be on high alert. But if you looked into our adrenal systems, you would think that's what we're living. We're not living where we're running to save our lives and our families' lives. That would be the refugees. Yet I would say that many of our systems appear like the refugees because we're running from something, staying very busy, eating a lot of food, drinking a lot of alcohol or coffee or both, overly active in terms of exercising so that we can keep our bodies in peak strength. Meanwhile, forgetting that we have relationships or career aspirations or other things that might want some attention. So I would like for this month that we look at the masculine in all of its forms, in fathering, in being creative, in changing things around the planet and what needs to be done in our communities, in taking the lead, speaking up, stopping our hiding, and pulling in the feminine so we can do it in a collaborative way where we're not coming from a space or a mindset of scarcity. Oh, that is such a masculine trait that's outmoded, no longer necessary. And that's what creates that fear and that hoarding, and I need to buy another $500 of stuff at Costco because I can't have too much in my pantry and my freezer and my extra freezer in the garage and in the storage space that we rent because our basements and garages are full. That is a masculine trait that is needing to be let go. So we're going to look at the masculine on all the many levels, the lower, just like the lower feminine of the receptive, sit back, look pretty, don't say anything, don't rock the boat, that's got to go. That whole I'm sorry, that's got to be eliminated from our vocabulary where Kiva even said this last week too. She said she was walking through the airport. She accidentally, when she threw her shoulder bag on her purse, she hit somebody. And she turned around to say something to her, and the girl who she hit said, I'm sorry. Like she was at fault that Kiva hit her because she was taking up space, and we do that. We apologize for taking up space, for having feelings, for having a messy house, for not being in the perfect shape that we think we need to be. We're constantly apologizing. That is not powerful. It drains our energy, and it continues the patriarchal old stuff that we're to be small and pretty and quiet. Nice. And I'm here to tell you that you can be a leader. You can speak up. You can share the not-so-positive news. You can allow people to be in their messes without cleaning it up for them. And you can still be loving. I just had someone tell me this morning in a call that she so appreciated the ability that I had to see through the issues and still respond with love. And that, I think, was one of the moments that I'm the most proud, because I used to get angry and want to fix things, bringing out my lower masculine, because that's what I was taught. And I was overly critical, which wasn't very loving. I was overly wanting to fix things, very masculine, and not so willing to let people have their own experience, because that made me uncomfortable when they couldn't feel peace or calm or in love. You know, when they have a problem, I want to fix it because I don't like them being uncomfortable because it makes me uncomfortable. We revisited that last week. So how do we just allow what is to be, tune in, turn up our power, and then go about in the world ready to hear what's going on, to show up with our brilliance, to speak our truth, and to allow everyone else to have their experiences. We cannot change them. Our circle of influence is as big as our own aura. We can influence and change ourselves. But by doing that, if you think about a pebble dropped into a pond, I'm standing in the middle of my circle rug. This is so perfect. And as I turn and speak, the ripples of my energy flow out from me. That kind of influence is cool, because I'm just being me. I'm not being what you need me to be. I'm not being what anybody's told me I should be. I mean, I may take their words and think, huh, do I want to be that? Yeah, maybe I do. But it's my choice, right? And the final concept I want to just bring to the table is, remember the yin-yang circle. This beautiful yin-yang symbol is half dark and half light with kind of an S curve in the middle. And in the middle of the dark, there's a circle, a spot of light. In the middle of the light, there is a spot of dark. And that is who we are. We are all of it. We're not just the dark side because we're yin, because we're women. We're not just the light side because we've been taught to be really amazingly brilliant and strategic in the way we handle our world, our jobs, our families. We're both. And knowing how to dance on that line between the doing and the being, the receptive and the active, that, my sisters, my friends, is what we're here to do. That is our purpose on this planet, for each of us to find our own blend, our own thermostat of how much masculine and feminine to turn up or down to be in the right space for the right time. Because it'll vary, right? That's why I love to teach women to move side to side, almost like we're rocking a baby, cueing our body to safety. And we're in both the right and the left side of our body. And when we move our hands between them, and stir up the energy. Don't forget behind our back. Dancing does that. Yoga does that. We're balancing our right and left, our masculine and feminine, our divine, our physical. Right? So notice where you want to react quickly to fix things. Notice where you immediately go to, there's not enough, I need to be competitive to get that, or to hold on to that, or to save that for a rainy day and hoard, or where you come from fear versus trusting and love that all is well. I'd love to hear from you. If you want to ask any questions or go deeper on any of this material, you know how to reach me. Respond to this post or connect with me at Deborah@DeborahLeanne.com. And feel free to share this message if there's someone that you know might be ready to hear it. Because not everybody will. Not everybody wants to. But you guys that are out there changing, not only yourselves but the world, we're in this to shift the paradigms. So we've got to start sharing our wisdom, right? You do yours, I'm doing mine. Take good care. Talk to you next week.